Syria, from the air, apparently filmed from an unmanned drone, operated by so-called Islamic State. This highly produced hostage video has a new twist.
Hello, I'm John Cantley, and today...
It shows the British hostage, John Cantley, mimicking a war reporter on the front lines between Islamic State and Kurdish forces in Kobane. Filmed in the last 10 days, he says the jihadists have all but taken the town, despite US airstrikes. This latest hostage video from so-called Islamic State is markedly different from earlier ones. If it was indeed filmed up in Kobane, right on the Turkish border and tantalizingly close to freedom for John Cantley, then they smuggled him up there without anybody knowing. Even the Foreign Office was taken by surprise. Now, the good thing is that he looks a lot healthier in this video than he does in the earlier ones, filmed down in the cellars of Raqqa. Dressed here in Guantanamo Bay orange, John Cantley is one of several Western hostages held by Islamic State, or ISIS. Four of his cellmates have been beheaded on video.
I think what ISIS are trying to do are, they've previously issued videos meant to terrify the Western public, videos of beheadings. This is now a bit of propaganda that works on a different level, trying to say that your leaders are lying to you about the progress that is being made in this war. We're the ones on the offensive. We're the ones who are in control of cities like Kobane.
US and coalition airstrikes have stopped Islamic State from completely overrunning Kobane, but they haven't driven them out. Both sides are now bringing up reinforcements. So as the battle continues on the ground, so too does the propaganda war on the internet.